I'm Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past weekend, I watched The Reef Stalked on Shudder. The Reef Stalked is a shark attack movie that's exclusive to Shudder. I think it was released when it was because it was Shark Week or something. Anyway, in The Reef Stalked, four Australian women go on a diving trip and get attacked by a shark. The shark then stalks them for the rest of the movie. So, I guess I could begin with a bit of a disclaimer here saying that sharks don't really do that. I mean, I know there are some people who are big fans of sharks, and they find it offensive when sharks are depicted this way in a film, so I'll point out right now, yes, sharks don't really do that. A shark would not just single out four people and stalk them for an entire day, especially after it's already had its fill. But yeah, in the tradition of, like, Jaws the Revenge, this movie features a vindictive shark, and it's hungry for Australians. The film was written and directed by Andrew Troughke, and it stars Teresa Liane, Anne Truong, Saskia Archer, and Kate Lister. Our main character is Nick, played by Teresa Liane. At the start of the film, our four ladies are on a diving trip. We get the impression that they do this on a regular basis. It's like a yearly ritual for them to get together and go deep sea diving. And on this initial trip are actually five young ladies. One of them is the sister of Nick. The diving trip goes fine, everyone goes home, but it's not long after this that the sister gets murdered by her boyfriend. Nick finds her sister's body in a bathtub full of water, which causes her to have haunting memories for the rest of the film and flashbacks. From that point forward, she's afraid to go into the water. And of course, this'll come up again later when our main characters are getting attacked by the shark and Nick has to overcome her fear and go back in. Alright, so about a year after the death of the sister, our four characters get back together to go on their annual diving trip. But Nick is nervous. We can tell that she's not sure if she'll be able to go in the water. The ladies set out on some paddle boards or something. And you know, it's a while before the shark actually attacks them. It's like hinted at multiple times and I kept waiting for this shark to appear, but I think it's a good half hour or so before the shark finally shows up. You see, that's the trouble with this film, the shark is unreliable. Anyway, the shark does eventually attack, sending our ladies fleeing for a nearby island, where they encounter some other people, one of whom who has also been attacked by the shark, and they locate a boat. They decide to take the boat to another island with more people on it so they can get some help. However, the shark has other ideas. As our main characters are making their way a couple of miles through the water, this shark keeps attacking them. It stalks them, living up to the movie's title. Eventually, after fleeing the shark a bunch of times, Nick and her friends realize they have to fight back. So there you go, it's The Reef Stalked. You may have noticed by now I didn't mention the shark actually eating many people, and that's because it doesn't. I think the shark only eats like one person in the film, and maybe that individual on the island who got bit, but yeah, the shark doesn't really kill many people in this film. Again, this shark is unreliable. So, you know, this is a shark attack movie, where the main attraction is the shark, but the shark actually doesn't necessarily do a whole lot, or at least a whole lot of killing. I mean, it's always there stalking our ladies, but it doesn't really draw a whole lot of blood. The movie seems more intent to focus on the trauma suffered by Nick, and exploring that psychological element, but really, this is a shark attack movie, so it seems pretty obvious to me that front and center should always be the shark. The shark should have attacked sooner, and it should have killed more people, that's all I'm saying. The performances in this movie are fine, and the special effects are fine. The shark is mostly CGI, but most of the time I didn't really think about it. And the visuals of the movie are alright. Sometimes this film reminded me of Open Water, a film about two people stranded in the middle of the ocean, because our characters are pretty far out in the water here. Okay, so it's kind of more like Open Water than, say, Jaws. It's up to the individual to decide whether or not this is a good thing. Now, on the whole, The Reef Stalked is not a bad film necessarily. Like, it didn't make me angry, I wasn't upset that I had watched it. It kept me reasonably entertained throughout the movie, but I did get frustrated with this shark. The shark doesn't have much of a work ethic, it barely eats anyone. And the technicals are all fine. Hey, if you have Shudder and you're interested in watching this film, go right ahead, it's not terrible, but I wouldn't recommend seeking it out. Overall, The Reef Stalked is just barely okay. I give The Reef Stalked a 2 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.